You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. The fundamental principle that we want to consider here is that everything that happens in the business is a direct reflection of the psychology of the leadership and the energetics of the leadership. So psychology is the beliefs we have about different aspects, what's possible, whether we can get the kind of hires that we need, having belief in a vision, a market opportunity, whatever that might be. Energetics is where we're holding our emotional frequency. So what I mean by that is that we have thoughts, and every time we have a thought, whether the thought is true or not, the body produces, if we look at it from a very scientific lens, literally the body creates some chemical reactions. And each chemical reaction has a certain electromagnetic charge. And when we have a thought that's fearful, depressing, in scarcity, in lack, in limitation, our body produces a certain set of chemical reactions. And those chemical reactions carry a certain electromagnetic charge. And that charge, that reaction, is experienced by us as an emotion. So we are always living in the feeling of our thinking. We're always feeling our thoughts. And the body feels the thoughts that we think without discrimination, because the body just assumes that everything we think is true. The mind can distinguish between what's true, what's not, what's realistic, what's not, but the body doesn't have that capacity. We then have an emotional experience. And then there's a feedback loop between the emotional experience we have and then the thoughts we think. So usually when we have one negative thought, that leads to more negative thoughts. And that leads to more negative thoughts because there's negative thought, negative feeling, negative thought, negative feeling. And it creates an amplification, just like a feedback loop in a business does. And then we experience basically a spiraling down. And the flip side also works. There's a spiraling up. When we are in one of these positive or negative spirals, the kinds of decisions we make in the business are different. So if we're in fear, we are going to make fearful decisions. If we are in trust and faith and positivity and confidence and optimism, the decisions we make will be a reflection of that. And the decisions and the choices we make in the business really determine the experience we have in the business, the experience that the team has, the culture in the business, the value we generate for clients, like literally everything about the business. The reality of the business reality, the physical, tangible, outward reality in terms of revenue, in terms of profits, in terms of stress levels, in terms of how trustful or mistrustful the culture is, how happy the employees are, attrition rate, literally everything is a reflection of the collective psychological and energetic state of the leadership. Basically, the people who are making decisions. Sometimes, definitely the CEO, but also, you know, typically the leadership team that are contributing to this composite. So every single thing that happens in the business is actually revealing parts of ourselves that are not in perfect alignment with the outward external business reality that we actually want. So an example of that is the person in the business who's been hired, who's been given a certain level of responsibility, who is unable to deliver at that level of responsibility. And the impact is that you end up having to babysit and cover up and make up for someone's stuff. And typically, this requires you to then A, get overloaded because you already have a lot on your plate. It devolves your mental state and your energetic state downwards. So there's frustration, there's irritation, there's like overwhelm, there's so much already going on, which creates that feedback loop, like I mentioned. And now what I'm seeing is that this is happening again with someone else. So my question to you is, what is this revealing about you? Because it's much easier to change the inside than change the outside. Because the outside will keep mirroring and reflecting back what's on the inside. So an example is that we make one hire that doesn't work out. And we're like, oh, it's the problem is it's clearly this person. Let's fire them and let's hire someone else. And then that person doesn't work out either. And then we do the same thing. We keep trying to solve the problem externally, but it's much easier to actually solve the problem internally and ask the question, what is this revealing inside ourselves? And if we solve that, and I'll give you an example from one of my other clients, they have had a series of incidents with key hires that they've made. And it just made it impossible for them to fully operationalize the business and step away from being in the weeds and actually just focus on being the strategic visionary and trusting that the team is basically delivering and like just smoothly humming along. So they keep getting dragged in to do damage control. They keep experiencing challenges, there being sexual misconduct between employees, or some employee steals from them, or just different versions of the same dysfunction. So that's just one example of like, when there is something misaligned inside. When I say misaligned, what I mean is our belief systems, our thought patterns, our decision templates are not aligned with the business reality that we want. So if we want a $1 billion business and we need to be at $100 million revenue run rate and we can have the kind of exit that we want. So when who we are psychologically, energetically are not compatible with that end goal and with how the business needs to look like to hit that end goal, then we experience what I call resistance, stress, challenges, frustrating experiences, failures, catastrophes. And those things we typically label as a problem. But they're actually not a problem. They are actually the way. They're the roadmap. So those problems are actually pointing out parts of ourselves that are misaligned to help us take care of that. And maybe it's a trust issue that we have that keeps us from fully delegating and empowering someone. And because of that, we stay in the weeds. And if we continue to stay in the weeds, we'll never be able to grow and scale to that level. Maybe it's some sort of a blind spot in hiring. Maybe it's something else, right? The issues can be anything, but the problems are actually indicator lights telling us what we need to resolve within ourselves to be able to effortlessly instantiate that goal.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com. And I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.